Some Wisconsin students are still in the fight for gun control a week after the national school walkout. They're going the extra mile, or in one case 50, to protest gun violence. Students will begin a four-day 50-mile march this weekend, a day after the nationwide March for Our Lives rallies. WUWM's Taryn Powell spoke with one of the organizers, who says gun violence isn't a political issue, but rather that students are literally fighting for their lives.
Katie Eder says the Parkland, Florida school shooting last month felt like it hit close to home. The shooting left 17 people dead, and Eder says those victims could have just as easily been 17 kids at her own school. Eder is a senior at Shorewood High School. She says she knew right away that she wanted to get involved in the push for gun control after seeing the resilience of the Parkland survivors. Shorewood was one of a number of Wisconsin schools that participated in the national walkout last week. And when the school superintendent toyed with the idea of taking a bigger protest to House Speaker Paul Ryan's hometown, Eder says students jumped at the opportunity.
For anyone to say that we don't know enough or we aren't ready to step up and take action, I think they obviously haven't spoken to teenagers anytime recently, because, you know, we know what we're talking about. We know what we're talking about because we care. We're passionate.
Marchers from Shorewood, as well as other Wisconsin cities, will start their 50-mile journey in Madison on Sunday and end in Janesville on Wednesday. High schools along the way will allow marchers to sleep in their gyms. Community organizations will provide food. The marchers will travel an average of 13 miles a day. Eder says shootings in the country seem to have become the norm, and that's part of the problem. She says the March for Our Lives movement is still moving forward because people are fed up.
It's been 19 years since Columbine, and still no action has been taken to prevent gun violence in this country. And that's something we know. We see that shootings in schools and in communities and on street corners and neighborhoods have become so normalized. We don't talk about it anymore, and we want it to be. And we're saying that we're going to continue to push this message until that is no longer something that's normal, because it shouldn't be.
Eder says the administration at Shorewood High School does a good job of making students feel safe. Even so, she says the thought of what to do if a gunman walked into the school is a question students ask themselves every day.
Where would I go? Who would I text? Where are my friends right now? That's something that goes through my mind, I would say, a couple times a day. That right there is why gun violence and guns are the reason we feel unsafe.
Eder says students marching the 50 miles from Madison to Janesville are pushing for three specific things: a ban on all military-style weapons in civilian society, a ban on accessories that turn semi-automatic weapons into automatic weapons, and increased regulation on gun purchasing. She says one thing about kids is that they're stubborn and they're not going away.
The point of our 50 Miles More march is to show that, you know, even after March for Our Lives events end, the youth aren't going anywhere. We're going to continue to march, and we're going to continue to walk out, and we're going to continue to raise our voices until change is made.
Eder says after the marches are over, the next goal is to get young people, those of voting age, to the polls in November. She says if the politicians aren't going to make a change now, they'll change the politicians. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM.